This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. There has been no shortage of conversation about that deal last year and this. A lot has been made in all of those conversations of the manufacturing jobs that this country has lost since NAFTA went into effect in 1994. 6 million jobs is the number often bandied about. But which of those losses were actually caused by NAFTA? Or, in other words, what would the world have looked like if NAFTA had never happened? Marketplace's Scott Tong has that thought experiment.
This is a what-if scenario, or if you're being fancy, it's a counterfactual. But really, it's the George Bailey question from the classic movie It's a Wonderful Life.
I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
What if in 1994, NAFTA were never born? What would have happened to American factory jobs? Now, we don't have a low-ranking angel named Clarence to reveal this to us, but we do have professors, who do find the evidence awfully telling. Mauro Guillen at the Wharton Business School at Penn says a big job-killing wave would have hit anyway. Machines.
There is an element of truth that free trade has destroyed jobs in American manufacturing. But most of the jobs, up to 80%, have been destroyed by technology.
You know the story. ATMs replacing bankers, robots displacing welders. Automation is a very old story, but it has really picked up the last couple decades, and we're all endangered.
We economic developers have an old joke.
A few years back in North Carolina, Charles Hayes at the Research Triangle Regional Partnership put it to me this way.
The manufacturing facility of the future will employ two people. One will be a man, and one will be a dog. And the man will be there to feed the dog, and the dog will be there to make sure the man doesn't touch the equipment.
Ouch. But in fact, software replaced workers in the course of reporting this very story.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Yes, this is. Is this Scott?
Yes, Scott Tong at Marketplace. How are you?
I have to admit, this tech looks pretty cool. I've never seen it before, but you sound great, and hopefully this will record well and read well on the radio.
I interviewed political scientist Cullen Hendricks at the University of Denver, and I recorded him with a cell phone app. That's it.
This interaction between you and me over this app probably would have involved at least one staff person setting things up or a recorder to make sure that it was captured, right? All of that's been lost to automation.
Which has nothing to do with trade or NAFTA.
We are in the midst of a sea change driven by technology that is radically altering the face of the U.S. economy. And clobbering Mexican workers is not going to solve that issue.
There's another big force affecting manufacturing jobs that also would have struck even if NAFTA had not been born. And that is China, says Wharton's Mauro Guillen.
You cannot rewind history. You cannot go back. But I think regarding NAFTA, if NAFTA had not taken place, I think that the American companies that decided to invest in Mexico would have probably decided to invest in China.
To save money and to stay in business. The impact of Chinese sewing machines and other machines and people operating them has far outweighed that of Mexico's. UC San Diego economist Gordon Hansen co-wrote a defining study on what's called the China shock.
NAFTA gets blamed for a lot of ills in the U.S. economy, and I think unfairly. Mexico's production capacity just isn't that big.
China, by contrast, its economy is 9 Mexico's, and its exports are 6 Mexico's.
The China effect overwhelmingly dominates. And it's not hard to understand why. You know, the growth in Chinese manufacturing exports has simply been stupendous.
But again, most believe outsourcing has been swamped in the NAFTA years by the job-killing effects of automation, machines, software. Yet somehow it's unsatisfying to blame an electron. George Mason University economist Brian Kaplan is the author of The Myth of the Rational Voter.
Human beings tend to blame who they dislike for their problems. Right? So if you stub your toe, like, who do I dislike that I might possibly blame for this? And in particular, what's very striking is they tend to be foreigners who are more different from you. So it's very rare that we go and talk about Canadians taking your jobs.
Which happens, by the way. But back to NAFTA and the George Bailey question from the movie. If the trade deal were never born, it seems evident that not much would have changed. The jobs would have left Bedford Falls anyway. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.